The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Increased awareness of testosterone deficiency beneficial to aging men. Many males suffer from the symptoms of low testosterone. It is clear that testosterone deficiency is a legitimate medical condition which needs to be appropriately treated. The problem is that, even though low T is a real issue that can be treated and needs to be dealt with, there is still no clear line at which testosterone hormone replacement therapy is unequivocally recommended. There are a few reasons for this. What are the roadblocks to a concrete diagnosis of testosterone deficiency? 1. Unity within the medical community. Different doctors, different opinions. First is an issue of scientific agreement. It is true that testosterone replacement therapy has been available to patients for decades, but our knowledge of testosterone deficiency is still not complete. Original studies compared healthy patients to those with severe or total deficiency. We definitely know the issues involved with having a clear lack of healthy testosterone. The problem is, our knowledge of the titrated effects of testosterone deficiency lag far behind our knowledge of the black and white of severe deficiency in absolute health. Some patients may benefit greatly from a small infusion of testosterone, while others may need full treatment in order to restore their physiological hormone balance. 2. Physiological individuality. Testosterone deficiency is different for everyone. The second issue is a matter of physiology. As we learn more about health in the human body, it is clear that every person's body is fine-tuned in a somewhat unique way. Some patients can have a relatively low level of testosterone without being fully declared deficient, and still have to deal with symptoms of low T. Other patients have clinically low testosterone levels, but don't seem to suffer from symptoms of that deficiency in the same way. As our knowledge of testosterone and its function continues to grow and become more elaborate, these lines will eventually be drawn accurately, and we will eventually take into account individual physiology in regard to testosterone deficiency diagnosis. 3. Disorders symptomatically similar to testosterone deficiency. Another issue related to testosterone use and replacement is that there are a number of other conditions that mimic the symptoms of testosterone deficiency, such as anemia or other forms of vitamin deficiency, in addition to medical disorders as well. Reduced sex drive, diminished erectile ability, fatigue, and reduced muscle mass can be the result of a number of different medical problems, and it is important to make an accurate diagnosis for the sake of every patient's health. Current trends in testosterone deficiency diagnosis. In recent years, hormone physicians came together in order to form a more concrete set of guidelines in order to streamline the approach to testosterone deficiency in a way that is more careful and considerate. They believe that testosterone deficiency diagnosis should be the result of a consistent set of guidelines which take into account chronic symptoms in males that suffer from decidedly low levels of testosterone. In spite of these recommendations by endocrine doctors, drug manufacturers continue to work hard to increase public awareness of testosterone deficiency, showcasing the numerous benefits of treatment in order to spur conversations about hormone replacement therapy between patients and their physicians. Testosterone awareness at its highest levels. Research has shown that in recent years, national awareness of both the symptoms of testosterone deficiency and the benefits of testosterone replacement therapy have become an ingrained aspect of the communal American psyche, as testosterone prescriptions have risen at a rapid pace. When discussing the increase in popularity of testosterone hormone treatments, it is important to not only look at the issue from a medical perspective, but from the perspective of advertising as well. Testosterone commentaries. In a recent study regarding the nature of advertising testosterone, the authors presented two commentaries regarding the marketing and marketability of testosterone sprays, creams, and gels. Testosterone Advertising Perspective 1. One perspective comes from a writer that has been intricately involved in the process of advertising testosterone and other health treatments. He has often written under his own name and admits to ghostwriting for a number of clients as well. He claims that the rapid increase in testosterone prescriptions is largely the result of an ingenious marketing plan in order to globally define low T as a set of individual symptoms related to the aging process, rather than simply a hormonal disorder, which can be treated effectively through the use of testosterone treatment. This writer, named Stephen Braun, is intimately understands the process because he has written pamphlets and other advertisements for testosterone, both to medical audiences and to the audience of the potential patient. Testosterone advertising perspective 2. Another point of view comes from two physicians who work in Veterans Affairs at Dartmouth. Their names are Dr. Stephen Wolishin and Dr. Lisa Schwartz. A major aspect of their research is to figure out ways to encourage older patients to visit their doctor, especially older patients that are experiencing negative medical symptoms. They say that there is an immense value in regard to the overall campaign to increase awareness for testosterone deficiency in low T, because it provides a working example regarding how to get older men engaged and interested in preserving their health and talking to their physician about other medical issues which may be adversely affecting their health. These ad campaigns may exaggerate slightly, but in the end, it benefits the consumer even if they do not choose testosterone hormone replacement therapy. These advertisements increase the awareness of testosterone treatment to patients while also reducing any underlying stigma and increasing the odds that the patient will go see a medical professional for treatment. The doctor's perspective continues as follows. There are a lot of aging men in the United States that don't regularly visit their doctor, but are concerned with many of the symptoms of the aging process that are often directly as a result of testosterone deficiency, including irritation, fatigue, and low libido. This audience is also one of the primary audiences, which make up a large number of aging veterans in the United States that share the same concerns. Increased medical awareness, good for everyone. The mythos behind testosterone replacement has the capability of both treating patients with the legitimate issue of testosterone while also increasing the odds that patients will just go visit a doctor. Medical professionals around the United States can learn a lot from testosterone advertisements because this market has really figured out how to reach their target audience perfectly. Testosterone HRT promising. As we learn more about the complex interactions of different hormones within the endocrine system, we will undoubtedly uncover a number of potent, new, and amazing methods to preserve ourselves and our bodies throughout the lifespan. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy shows a large amount of promise in spite of the hype. And as we learn more about other treatments such as HGH hormone injections and estrogen replacement therapy, we will no doubt uncover more and more secrets to enhancing our lives in spite of age. Testosterone and aging. Aging is a natural and inevitable process, but it is becoming more and more clear that there are countless things that we can do to improve our ability to live a long and healthy life. It is also becoming evident that, although some aspects of aging may be unpreventable in the long term, a large number of the symptoms of aging are related to hormone balance, and only tangentially related to aging. Although our knowledge of the field as a whole is relatively young, the study and practice of hormone optimization will have a vastly net positive effect on national and global health in the coming decades. Testosterone replacement is another perspective of the puzzle in regard to health maintenance, and even though it may not be needed in every instance, even increased interest in the therapy will help patients turn to physicians and health professionals that can help them take control of their health and make knowledgeable and empowered life choices. Androgel Low T Campaign. One of the most vivid campaigns regarding testosterone deficiency is that of Androgel by the pharmaceutical company AbbVie. These advertisements are heavily broadcast on the radio and on television, while also being printed in newspapers and magazines across the United States. Their advertisements popularized the use of the term low T as the layman's term for testosterone deficiency. These low T ads aggressively target middle-aged men in order to increase the odds that they will visit a doctor in order to assess their hormone status. A representative of AbbVie and Androgel explains that such targeted efforts are not discouraged but actively encouraged by the Food and Drug Administration because of the way that they rapidly increase disease awareness in a target population. These type of advertisements are allowed by the FDA because they lean on patients to become more proactive about their own lives, even if testosterone deficiency doesn't turn out to be their biggest problem. In addition to this, it gets middle-aged males to go out and visit a physician, which is important because this subset of the population is rewarded heavily for preventative care, while simultaneously being the subset of patients among the least likely to take advantage of preventative care. The FDA sees testosterone replacement as only one tool in the arsenal of public health, and advertisements for low testosterone are beneficial because they encourage the patient to learn about various forms of therapy which they may not have been already aware of. All advertisements for Androgel are written in total compliance with the Food and Drug Administration regulations and were designed to increase knowledge among the general population of aging men regarding the potential benefits of testosterone replacements and drawbacks of testosterone deficiency, so that they can be more appropriately armed to talk to a qualified medical professional regarding their personal campaign to safeguard their health. In the end, it is the doctor that chooses which therapy is right for the patient. Self-awareness is the key to good health. This is why it is important to learn as much as you can about your own body and your personal health risks as you grow older. Testosterone replacement therapy is just one of many tools that can help you live a longer, happier life. If you feel that you may be experiencing the symptoms of testosterone deficiency, don't be afraid to talk to a doctor. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to contact us or give us a call. Thank you.